Good morning. Everybody's just logging on right now. I see people connecting.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I want to figure out how to mute myself.
I think I can do that
Oh,
for
there we
you.
go. Ah, I got it.
Okay. Good morning.
Hello.
Morning. Morning.
Hi.
So we have everybody just joining now.
Yes, but it almost threw me out.
Three, Derek. Okay, so I know Dan is at a doctor's appointment. He said he would try to jump on if he could and was able to. And Mohammed has resigned from the board. So then, with that being said, then this is our full group. So I think that we can, Derek, if you're ready, we can call the meeting to order at 9:01 a.m.
Sounds good.
All right. The first item we have on the agenda is public comments. We did not receive any public comments prior to this meeting, and we do not have any additional attendees on the call currently besides the board of who everybody sees in it right now. So then the next item on the agenda and the two things that we have to vote on, the first being the reallocation of funds to the Mural Festival. So with our EDRST fund requests, we requested $275,000. We did not have the cash flow in order to implement all of those events. So we're asking if the money we did not use that was already approved can be added into the Mural Festival so that we can add more art to Del Mar. So currently, to give everyone an update, with the existing $65,000, we are using that to paint the side of the Tivoli building, the Pokey Doke building, the rear of the Tivoli building, Mary's building, the U City parking garage, and part of Dan Wald's building. Not the entirety of it, just part of it. With these additional funds that we would be requesting with the board, we would use that to paint the vintage vinyl wall. And that is a very massive wall, and it's one of the first things people see coming into the loop. So that would be a fantastic addition as well. And we got WashU on board with that, and same with Tom Ray from Vintage Vinyl. So that's kind of the scope of everything. And Derek, do you want to take it from there?
Why don't we just, does anyone have any questions or comments? If not, we can just go ahead and vote.
Hey, just a quick question. Are they're painting over the Chuck Berry mural?
No, they're going to paint to the right of that. They're keeping that mural and then they're going to paint the rest of the wall.
Okay.
I just have a quick comment that I don't want to change anything for this year, but our building at 605 Leland, the area right above corner 17, I have a really large wall. And I've always been thinking about a mural there first. So maybe next year down the road, I'd like to maybe explore that.
Yeah,
Awesome.
this is gonna be like an annual thing if this goes well. So yeah, Max, that'd be cool.
Okay, cool.
All right, so would anybody like to make a motion to reallocate the funds that we have not used from the events this year into the Mural Festival?
I would.
Seconded.
Would anybody like to make a second? Max, second. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, the motion carries. All right, the second item for us to discuss is the request to carry over EDRST funds into the next fiscal year. So we just received a notice at the last council meeting. They have approved our funds for our EDRST 9 applications just a few days ago. And that was for fiscal year beginning last July. And we have to spend the money up until this June 30th. So this would be requesting from the city that we can use the funds into the next fiscal year so that we don't just have 2 months to spend it, that we'll have 2 months plus the 12 months of next year for a total of 14 months.
Does this preclude making another ERTS request for the fiscal year beginning June 30th?
No, they had actually asked for us to please submit our applications already by now for next year. And we said we need to get this sorted out and ironed out for this year before we can do next year. So right. They are going to be immediately wanting our applications in the next few weeks for the following year.
Right. They're not going to punish us for the fact that they're delivering the funds to us literally 2 months before the end of the fiscal year.
Correct.
Okay.
Can I ask what happens to that money if we don't use it? Does it roll over?
It just disappears. If we don't use the money, it goes away. So we have to use it. That's why we got the extension to use it this time around.
Yeah.
That's why it's a good idea to say yes to this motion.
Yes. Yes. I plan to. Yeah.
It's a use it or lose it.
Yeah, so use it or lose it.
But the money must go somewhere. Does it go into one of the other categories?
Right now, all the money stays in one bank account for the economic development retail sales tax. That money is not taken out until we spend it and then submit a reimbursement. So it hasn't actually left the account. It would just remain in the account.
Okay. I would like to put a motion in support of our ability to use these funds, for the next fiscal year to move these funds.
Awesome. I second that.
We all second it, yes.
All right, any discussion? All those in favor signify by aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, the motion carries.
And I just wanted to say that the city has come around and they are going to front us the money. For these, like, we don't know exactly how much money Gregory is talking to John Mulligan. And instead of us being the middleman and putting the money up front, they are just going to loan us the money for these events and EDRST requests. And then they're just going to take it out of our retail sales tax dollars that we receive, as well as the real estate taxes. So we don't have to worry so much moving ahead in the future about how we're going to fund these things. So we're not sure if that's 50,000 or 75,000 or 40,000, but there's going to be a substantial amount of money that they're going to, in essence, loan us in order to start getting these things moving. So we should have that back from those guys this week.
Derek, it's Michael. I would just say thank you so much. You're doing an incredible amount of heavy lifting. For the benefit of all of us, for the benefit of people that aren't on this call. But I also want to find out if there are any plans or accommodations so you can get your 20 grand back, because besides all the hard work you've been doing, funding the street was not in the job description. I know we've all been there and done it, but what can we do about getting you reimbursed?
I appreciate that, Michael. So there is $15,000 for the trash removal in this EDRS tree request. And this week I'm submitting, that owes me like $22,000, but I'm just submitting for the $15,000 to get that back. So that shouldn't be an issue. So I should get most of my money back.
Okay. Well, most is not all. So we have.
Well, then we're going to request it for the next year as well, the trash. And so I will catch up. So okay. I'm feeling better about things, but thanks for asking about that.
Okay.
Big thank you, Derek.
They finally figured it out. So that, I mean, we just had to kind of threaten them a little bit, but we're looking good. We didn't have a lot to stand on, but I basically told them that the EDR, that the LSBD was not going to exist anymore unless we had some funds coming in, because we were not going to fund it or get a credit card. And so they finally realized that the only way to do this is if the city gave us the money up front, and then we would just get reimbursed and put that money right back into the LSBD.
For what it's worth, I called each of my bankers last week and I asked them if they'd give us a line of credit, like secured against a letter from the city, and they said absolutely not. So
that's kind of the same thing I ran into, Max. That's funny. Yeah, exactly. No one wants to give you any loan unless you have collateral. That's just the way it works.
He said maybe if you find the do-gooder banker, good luck.
Use your building, Max.
Yeah.
No one wants. Yeah, exactly. No one wants.
I don't have enough risk. I'd love to.
That's tragic, really. You think about it. That they
Yeah,
do
well,
that to us,
I think we're at a
volunteers.
happy ending, though. I think the ending's gonna be a happy ending, though. So.
So I have one more item to bring to everybody's attention that Brooke asked that I bring up to the group either at this meeting or the next board meeting. All three business districts on Del Mar, because we have the LSBD, the East Loop CID, and then the one a little bit further, the Makers District down. They all three districts are have been working and talking together for months about what a Juneteenth thing would look like. And we know that we've agreed as a whole that we're not going to shut down the street to do like a Juneteenth event right now or anything like that. And we can look at things as a case-by-case basis. One thing that we have been talking about as a group, and they want to see if it would be okay, is if the morning of Juneteenth Saturday, if they were able to have a race that would go down Del Mar, and that the street would be closed from 6 a.m. and would reopen at 10 a.m. on the Saturday before Juneteenth. So the idea was that they would not impact any business hours with that, but they wanted me to run it by the board and see what our side of the street or our business district thought about that, and what our board wanted to do.
Well, my comments are we shut down the street for the purposes of the Memorial Day run. And I don't think it's very impactful. I think everything's usually situated well before the businesses open. Sort of thinking just that, putting together like a 5K or a 10K run or something like that.
Yeah, it's a 5K that they would start in the Tivoli, go, it would do pretty much pr similar to the Memorial Day path that we have, or that uCity has already. But they would want to start in the Tivoli and then have two different races. One could be a walk for people that just want to get out there and do it, and the other could actually be the 5K race. And then they think it would all be done at 9:30, and then 30 minutes to get everything off the street by 10.
Any conversation of the cost? I guess, I don't know what the library plays the uCity police, if anything, for doing all the work, blocking all the streets and stuff like that. Is this going to be a shared expense amongst the three,
No,
or?
there would not be any cost. It would just be if the businesses would be okay with the street being utilized for that in the morning. No cost or effort on our end in terms of the business district putting something together.
I'll respond two ways. One, as a business owner, I found that there's a little business comes down the street for the Memorial Day run, but I do think this is an easy yes for me because I like the idea of it's not impactful. I like it tying in obviously to the core event, and I like the idea of starting out collaborating with the three of us. So I would be in favor of it.
I agree with Michael. Yeah, 100%.
What we're talking about, where does 5 kilometers end? If it starts at this Tivoli, where does it end? I mean, where is 5 kilometers?
Actually doubles back down Del
Oh,
Mar.
I see. Okay.
And I believe it starts and ends in the Tivoli. So they want to have people
Okay.
starting from there and then coming back to the, and then giving out the awards in the Tivoli Theater as well,
Oh,
the
okay.
parking lot as well.
Yeah.
That's a nice place.
Memorial Day runs west on Del Mar, makes a right in Midland, goes down Vernon, and then comes back up on Midland and runs down Del Mar. So I imagine that's a similar route.
Okay.
And I can send everybody the map. No, that's no problem at all. The race route. So does everybody feel comfortable with that? Is with and we'll say with the stipulation, the street is open up by 10 a.m.
Yes.
Before businesses start that day.
You want a motion on that, or is it verbal?
Yes, I ideally, if that's okay.
Okay, I'll put a motion in favor of the collaboration for working with our two partners and sponsoring a run up Del Mar on Saturday of Juneteenth. Did I get that right?
Yep,
Yeah,
perfect.
I second that.
Okay, any discussion? All those in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the motion carries.
That's good work there.
Yeah, that's gonna be great.
That's nice.
All right, so that's all the items that we have for this special meeting, and thank you so much for everybody being flexible to jump on this call.
Course.
All right.
Thanks.
Everyone. Have a great rest of your week, everyone. I'll see you guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.